It is Sunday Best with Robbie O'Neill, Carl Karpak and Nicky Cornish to look back on what passes for Saturday's results and to look ahead to Sunday and most obviously Monday night. The first thing about Saturday's results is that it's a good day for North London, Robbie. Both Tottenham and Arsenal get victories, quite different types of victories. Arsenal go away from home, dominate the game, create a hell of a lot of chances against a Bournemouth side. Ultimately, Tottenham are blunted by a Wolves side in the first half, but they've got that cutting edge. They've got Kulusevski, they've got Kane, they've got Son. They managed to have 10, 15 minutes where they're on top of the game. They go 1-0 up, to see it out from there. It's interesting, really, you know, the differences between these two sides. I wasn't that impressed with Tottenham, but 3 points at home against Wolves, anyway, you get them is tardy enough.
Yeah, particularly when you grab on those 3 points late in the game. They really had to grind out that result and... you know, I think Wolves are starting to look a bit more. I think with the signings they've made in the last week in particular, they'll start to like move up the league in the next couple of weeks. So I think that actually will be seen as a good 3 points for Tottenham in the long term. But look, I mean, you know, there's that old saying about them, isn't there, as well? Like how spazzy they are. And I think in a game like that, which, you know, for all intents and purposes, like it could have just played out to a down 0-0 to get in there, grab a scrappy 1-0. Results is massive for them, particularly when you come to the end of the season and with certain points up. I think it's good to get those games out the way early on just to prove you can dig in a way. I mean, in a way, kind of, whereas we haven't in the first two games. I mean, I think when the wheat separated from the chaff, I do think we'll be far ahead of Spurs, but the resilience over the last 2 weeks has really impressed me. I watched the Chelsea game last week and, you know, they deserved absolutely nothing from that game.
Yeah, they got away with that.
They dig in at the end, they get a good result at Stamford Bridge, and then they win yesterday. And then, you know, on the other side of North London, as you pointed out, I think Arsenal are looking really, really good, and it feels like all the momentum in the league is in that part of, you know, in that part of the world at the moment, because, you know, you can see straight away that both teams are making massive strides and are going to be different propositions this season.